I told him about Gorish Ho'omazos V.S. Binoculerish Ben Ho'omazos. What does it mean? It's precisely like we explained before. Yishmael was a person with fantastic abilities. He inherited, you see, the raw courage of Avraham Avinu. But the only thing is that was from the Avraham Avinu side. He had these great qualities, personality traits. And he also had from his mother's side, he also had the tremendous ego strength to conquer his emotions. But what did Sarah say? Sarah said one thing. Sarah said, Sarah recognized this. That's what it means. Mitzachek means Loshen Avodah Zorah, Loshen Shvichas Domim, Loshen Gili Arayas. It means to say he had all these desires. He was in terms of his personality, he had all these desires. And he would cater, he would let mitzachek. Mitzachek means, Rashi says, the Medrash says, he's throwing, shooting arrows and laughing, joking. The Tirgum Unkelus translates mitzachek mechayach. Means kalash rosh. It means to say, kalash rosh means that a person has certain emotions and he gives vent to them. If a person is mekel rosho, so what does it indicate? It indicates the emotions are there. Doesn't mean it's Rasha. You see, I mean, Chazal say Rav shouldn't be Mekel Rosha b'fnei Talmidot. So you see, sometimes a person is Mekel Rosha, even a Rav. But it means to say, insofar as he's Mekel Rosha, I mean, we're speaking in absolutes, you understand. I mean, every person is made up of different components. But we're speaking in absolutes because you can't see the picture unless you deal with absolutes. So what the Pasuk is saying is, Mitzachek means he had these emotions. But he was really a Kovashis Yitzro. Where did he get this ability to cover Yisrael? Where did he get it from? From Hagar. That's what it says. Es ben Hagar ha-mitzris ha-she yoldo li Avram mitzachek. Vatomal Avram. Gori shom azos v'yes ben o. Why? Ki lo yirash ben om azos and b'niyim Yitzchak. What does she mean by Yerusha? What she was saying was the following. She was saying that there's going to come a time when you, Avram, are going to pass away. And then there's going to be a big question. The world is going to be looking, is going to be facing a big question. Question is, Avram was a great man, and we see it's true, that his zera continued his philosophy, and this is a very powerful thing, that his own son is carrying on. The philosophy is not dead. Avram Avinu is gone, but the philosophy is going on. His son, the same Torah, the same way of life, the same Derech HaChayim. That's continuity. And it will give the, it'll allow it to continue, it'll allow the system to continue, but there's going to be one question. The question is, what was the system? What was the system? What was it? So what's going to happen is people are going to come to Yitzchak, and they're going to ask him, what is the Yerusha of Avram? What is the system, the philosophy of Avram? He's going to give them one answer. They'll come to Yishmael. Yishmael will give them another answer. You see? Who has the real system? That's going to be the question. What is really the system of Torah? Yishmael was also a Talmud, also a very good Talmud. So for that, Nevuah was required. That's what it means. It means that Sarah said, this boy is a tzaddik now, but he's a Kovesh Yisitro. Wonderful. But the only thing is, when it comes to the Matana of Bris and Yerusha, that's a problem. It's very good. Klape Shemaya is very good. With regard to he himself and God, it's wonderful. And you see Yishmael the Tshuva? It says Yishmael in the end. It says, Yitzchak Yishmael Banav. So you see, first was Yitzchak getting covered. He recognized that he was the devil. So even though he was older. Even though Yishmael was older. But what did she recognize? She saw that requires Nevuah to see that this boy, even though he's a tzaddik, he's a Kovesh Yisitro, and he has his instinctual life under control, and it's tzachek, okay, it's Kalash Rosh, not a Rosh. But the thing is, when it's going to come to the Mesorah, there's going to be a serious problem, because he's going to distort the Mesorah in order to fit into his way of life. His ego is going to destroy, because of his ego, because of that very same quality, when he does something off the track, He's not going to be able to say that this is not the Torah of my father. He's going to say, no, this is what he meant. This is the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim is going to be distorted according to his own ego. It's going to be modeled in certain respects. Not completely, of course, but in certain respects, it's going to be modeled after his personal life, because he's going to want to defend his ego. You see? He's not the one. That person, he can't be trusted with the Masorah. A person that is based, his Derech HaChaim, even though he's a Kovish Yisro, but it's based on ego. So same problem, that's what she said. Ben Ha'omas has the same problem with Hagar. She reminded Avram exactly just like before. You see? So the Chazal says she was right both times. What do you mean both times? Same thing. Same problem. Hagar also is a tzaddikis. No ma'aseh k'ktoros. But what happened? What does the pasuk say? Va'tera ki harasa va'tekel gvirta b'ne'a. Because why? Because the ego took over. The event was too flattering to the ego. She couldn't resist. Same thing. You're going to have the same problem with the Yishmael. That's why he said, Ki lo yirash ben ha'omar zosin b'ni Yitzchak. He's wonderful. He's good. He's a tzaddik. But he's a kovish es yitzro, and that is not the person to carry on the Masorah. He's going to distort the Masorah. You see? But that requires, that's not psychological insight. That borders already, that's nevuah already. Because how can you predict such a thing? How could you know? You see? So, that's why Avram, really, Vayera Dover Ma'od Beine Avram. So Avram wasn't a fool. Avram wasn't oblivious. He knew Yishmael. Yishmael was really a tzaddik. He learned by him. He worked. He did everything he could in his power. He gave himself over to Mila without any hesitation. So you see, he was a Kovish Yisro. And Avram loved him. It says, Vayera Dover Ma'od Beine Avram. It means he loved him very much. Can't express it more. Alodos Beno. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu consoled him. The Gamis Ben Homo Goyasimenu. Kizachohu. You're right. He's a good boy. He's a tzaddik. He's Kovish Yisrael. He has capabilities. He's going to have the ability to express these capabilities. But, he says, Kol Asher, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol Asher Tomar Elechasar Shema Bekola. That's what it means. Listen Bekol Ruach HaKadosh Baruch to the Nevuah. Why? Ki the Yitzchak Yikare Lecha Zorah. Because who is going to be called your Zera? Yitzchak. And that can't be distorted. That can't be distorted. We can't have Yishmael. Yishmael is no good. Yishmael is not going to be able to, is not going to be able to be the Baal HaMasorah. Because they'll turn to Yishmael and they're going to find distortion. That's why it's precisely, the whole dialogue is precisely around, revolves precisely around this question. Okay? Why did he have to chase him out? He had to chase him out for a very simple reason. Why? Because a person can't lay claim to a Masorah if he wasn't there. You see? That's the halacha. That's what happens to be halacha. Halacha is that a Talmud shein a hugun, you're not allowed to let him learn in the Beis Medrash. You have to throw him out of it. Why? Why have to throw him out? Well, even the Beis Medrash, maybe he'll change. We always try whatever we can to change a person. So what's the answer? The answer is, because if you let him in the Beis Medrash, what's going to happen is, he's going to walk out of the Beis Medrash with another kind of Torah, and he's going to have the right to say, I'm an authority too. Okay? That's precisely what you see, that was the danger. That's why she said, there's only one solution to this. He has to leave. If he's not here, they'll ask him, what's the philosophy of Avram? He'll start to say, one second, who learned by Avram? Yitzchak or you? You weren't even there. You were chased out. So that was the solution. It was an unfortunate solution. See, now you have to understand. It says, Vayera Dova Ma'od Be'ene Avraham Alodos Beno. You understand what precisely the problem was. The problem was like this. Here he had a son that he loved, Yishmael. And he was a good son. And he tried, insofar as he's able to be a tzaddik. And he was. But tzaddik, Chazal say, that the Malachi Shari says, what does God say? Achshav Mahu, tzaddik or Rasha? Tzaddik! So you see, the boy was a tzaddik. So Avram Avinu has a son that's a tzaddik, but he has a problem. Problem is that in the future, what are you going to do in the future? The whole Masorah is in jeopardy. So he had to forego the emotion of the love of his son, Yishmael, in order to secure In order to secure the painful decision, he had to do it. In order to secure the future, ki b'yitzchak yikarei l'chazar. So, ki b'yitzchak yikarei, and b'yitzchak was much younger at the time. He was definitely more attached emotionally. A father is more attached emotionally to an older son. The older, the closer, as the son gets older, there's greater and greater attachment. So he was really more attached to Yishmael, who was 13 years older. But he had no choice. That was the tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was caught in a trap. But there was only one solution. Ki b'yitzchak yikarei l'chazar means, again, he had to forfeit the ava that he had. As an av, he had to forfeit it in order to secure the philosophy, the hashkofa of Yadus, the derech hachayim of Yadus, that it shouldn't be in any way tainted or distorted. Okay? Yeah, Rabbi Meir is right. You see that he loved him because in later by the Akedah it says, Kachnos bincho, esichitcho asher hafta amalo, shneyem ani yohev. Amalo, esichitcho. Rashi and Tabasra is a difficult question. What Rashi means, I believe, on Tabasra means, to answer your question, it means that it wasn't enough that he had to remove him from his house, but he had to demonstrate clearly to everyone that he was chased out and that he's not reliable. You can't rely even on the amount of knowledge that he obtained until this point, because he was a young man then. I don't know exactly how old he was, but he was a young man then. A person can be a guy at 19. I mean, he had Gedolia daughter, wrote 19. So he was a young man, you see. It had to, that's what Rashi means, to demonstrate that everything he had up to that point is not reliable. Completely unreliable. And to show everybody that Avram chased him out. Now he has no claim. He can't say, well, I learned from my father for 20 years. I also know the Torah. I left then, but I remember. So it had to be an act of demonstration to show that he was chased out. He was chased out. He does not have the derech. His own father chased him out. What? It's an interesting thing. I mean, he lost that Yishmael. Yishmael definitely. It's another question. I mean, why should Yishmael lose that? Lost that from all the Torah he could learn based on Rome. It's a good question. I don't know the level. I don't know. But anyways, simply. But what I want to say is like this. I want to say is that you see that Sarah was in truth an Nevi'ah, because her Nevi'ah took place 2,300 years later. Okay? 2,300 years later took place. Because what happened was, when they established the religion of Islam, which was in the 7th century, so what did they do? What did they do? Islam. What does Islam say? Islam says the Torah is right up to where? Up to the part that has to do with Yishmael and Yitzchak. But there was a big mistake there. It was Yishmael that when it was on the Akedah, not Yitzchak. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. So the Jews distorted it. So they accepted the Torah up till that point.
Where they were involved.
But afterwards they said the Jews corrupted it. What did they say, basically? What did they say? They said the exact same thing. That's precisely the danger that Sarah Imena was concerned about. That she knew that Yishmael, that's why she was a great Nevi'ah. She knew it, and you see it took place. The only thing was that she forestalled it by 2,300 years. You see? That's what would have happened 23 years before. Now, 23 years later is a different story. Then the people aren't going to believe so quickly. I mean, there's a long gap there. From the time of Islam to Avraham Avinu, anyone can make claims. No intelligent person is going to take them seriously, you see. But actually, it's an amazing thing, but that really is precisely what happened. Precisely what happened. And I want you to make it clear. I'm not putting it on coverage of Israel. Kavshus is the most necessary means in order to begin to attain perfection. But I'm Jew, and now we're talking about people on the highest level. That's a different thing. There is a gap over there. There is a gap in the Kavshus. It's not the perfect formula. What do you think? That's a different style. That's what I mentioned. The Rav one time said, so what was wrong with Eliezer? You mentioned with regard to Eliezer but he mentioned the Eilatol Yisrael with Avram. Avram holded at Yisrael, this week's parsha. So what does it mean? So Rashi says, because the late Sonny Ador was saying that Yitzchak really came from Avimelech. You see? So the question is, I mean, it was so really that it was childless. The child was not Avram. Avram had Yishmael. But the answer is, the late Sonny Ador were fueled by a different motive. The motive was they were waiting for Avram to die. And with his death, it would be the death of the system. They recognize he's too powerful during his lifetime. But once he dies, it'll be the end, the tithes will take over, and this whole system will be gone. But once the reappearance of a Yitzchak, that the whole system is still alive and well, and his son is carrying on exactly the same Torah as his father, that was a blow that they couldn't tolerate. So therefore, they started to say, they prepared in advance, they said, this is not from Avram, this is from Avimelech. But the pasuk says Avram holded as Yitzchak, that God made sure that Yitzchak's face looked just like Avram's, so no one could say that it was Mavi Melech. That was necessary in order for the Masorah to run. Eliezer was a the late Sonny Ador, the antagonist, would have had a field day with Eliezer. That would have been they would have been able to put him into disrepute, and the whole system would have been demolished, would have been lost, you see. But with Yitzchak, they were stuck. Yitzchak, they couldn't fight. That's right. One of the Yosarnas Yonos was sending away Yishmael. Ruach HaKodesh, the Rama, Ruach HaKodesh is the lowest form of Nevoah. It doesn't mean that she had an actual, that she had a revelation, like a Brisbane Absorum. It means to say that the mind is functioning on such a high level that it can intuit reality beyond the normal system of proofs and beyond the normal intuition of the intelligence. It's like a super intuition. She intuited that this is going to happen. See, the Rambam explains that Ruach HaKodesh means where a person exhausts all their natural means and then their energies are concentrated on a particular task where they could do like things that's superhuman strength. Of course, they have access to certain energies that a normal person doesn't have. Like by Shimshon HaGibah. Same thing, that's all story of Shimshon HaGibah. That's why Shimshon HaGibah was really it says feel of by Yachal Ruach Hashem Lafam of Machane Dan. So it was Ruach Hashem. It was Ruach HaKadosh. It means that he was able to direct channel all his energies into those physical tasks that he had to do. That was, but the moment he was negligent with regard to the Nezirus, then already he couldn't do it. Then he couldn't. That was it. He couldn't channel the energy anymore, and he lost the strength. That's the story of Shimshon HaGibah. I'm just saying Shimshon exemplifies more in an easy demonstration. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you something. I mean, you see, it's true. How difficult it must. That was one of the Asarnas Yonos. The saying is, "Isn't it me?" It was a monumentous task. Something an ordinary person would fail and wouldn't be able to do it. But it means to say to chase out his own son that he loves, and not to even be able to explain to him why he's chasing him out. And what was he going to tell him? You're going to tell him why? Because you'll distort the. We know, but if we're going to distort the Masorah, I mean, you can't say that to the son. Another amazing thing you see is that Yishmael, who was chased out, still it says that he went and to bury his father, and he gave cover to Yitzchak. That's an unbelievable thing. I mean, for him to do that, the father chased him out. It's a difficult thing to do. Difficult emotion to overcome. You see on both sides. Why later on the Arabs were tortured and tormented Jews is no doubt about it is a function of their Bechira. I mean, we believe in Bechira. It was their Bechira. The Medrash has a good point. The Medrash says that Yishmael was by the Akedah. That would seem to indicate that Avram didn't break his association with him totally. He had some kind of a casual relationship that he carried on. Continued in some way.
Yeah.
Based on that Medrash. It's a good point. It's probably correct, because it makes sense that he wouldn't never speak to him again. He just had to officially be thrown out. But it doesn't mean he never had any relationship with him anymore.